I find it interesting that he was a pitcher,
mm-hmm.
and now he's the director of football operations.
Yeah.
You just don't hear about that kind of crossover all the time.
Yeah.
But I heard him say last hour, you know, chances are when he was here, he didn't even know what that job even existed. So.
That's right. But after he finished pitching, he worked for John Thornton in the athletic office and sort of learned a little bit of everything about how the athletics went.
Uh-huh.
So there you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, so you know, let's make you feel better about some things.
Oh, please do.
Because you know, yesterday fourth of July,
mm-hmm.
and
now it becomes July again.
Right.
Just yesterday it was July.
That's right. Fourth of July.
And today is Thursday. It is not a Monday.
Correct.
That's right.
Although it feels kind of like it.
I know. Or Saturday. I kept thinking it was Friday yesterday, but I thought, I got to get up and go to work.
Well, it just had kind of a weird feel.
Yeah.
Of
course, we had to get up and go to work yesterday. We were here.
Well, it's right, because we took one for the team.
That's right.
You know, you people may not have been at
That's
work,
right.
but by golly, we were.
We were all over the map,
and
but
I
we
thank
were here.
You on behalf of the people.
Yeah. Well,
The people. We're all about the people.
Well, but the thing is, for me, it was actually rougher last night than it was yesterday morning,
mm-hmm.
because, yeah, I was like you. Last night really had a Friday feel to it.
It really did.
And
yeah.
I was thinking, ooh, you know, sleep in a little bit.
Yeah. No.
Pshaw. Well, nothing says the 4th of July quite like the annual. Are you listening, Chuck Howard, Clip Howard? Coney Island hot dog eating contest.
Yeah.
And boy, Joey Chestnut won his sixth in a row.
I know. It's getting kind of boring.
Did you watch it?
No. Mm-hmm. I think I saw some clips. I saw. And he tied his record, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
60-something?
Tied the overall record, I believe. And,
65, 66?
68.
68?
68 hot dogs and buns.
Yeah.
And he takes home $10,000 and yet another mustard yellow champion's belt.
Yeah. And the female winner set a new female record, I think, 45 or something
yeah,
like that.
That was Sonya the Black Widow Thomas, of course. Uh-huh. We all know her and love her.
Yeah.
Second place, by the way, Chestnut tied his personal best and the record with 68 hot dogs.
And how long did he hold it?
I don't know. I don't think you can recycle. If you recycle, it's over.
Yeah.
So, Chestnut won last year with 62. Second place this year was 52. All right.
Oh, man. He just blew him out of the park.
I mean, just out of the tub.
I shouldn't say blew him out.
Yeah. After you're eating all those hot dogs, you don't want to be talking like that. So.
No.
And he's now tied with with Kobayashi with 6 wins overall. Kobayashi, of course, hasn't competed in quite some time. So.
Right. Right. And Chestnut's a big guy.
He is.
But he's not a fat guy.
Nope. He's just guy with a healthy
appetite.
Of course,
Kobayashi's a little bitty guy.
Right. And he would eat all the,
You
know, drink all the water to stretch his stomach out and all that other kind of stuff.
Yeah, he's got stomach in his leg or something.
Yeah. Sonya Thomas, we mentioned her. She downed 45 hot dogs to win the women's competition. So the next time you sit down and you think, you know, ladies especially, the next time you sit down and, you know, if you're eating a hot dog and you think, gosh, I'm still kind of hungry. I could go for another one. Just remember, Sonya went for another one and another one and on down the line. So, or the next time, you know, your husband says, or your guy friend says, you know, he's going to have another one, and maybe he's had one or two already. And you say, really, honey, do you think you need that next one? Guys, remind her that Chestnut down 68. Say, well, at least I'm not putting away, you know, 5.5 dozen of these things.
And they do it in, 3 minutes or
something? Yes, I can't remember how much
something
time
like
it
that?
Is. It's insane is what it is.
Yeah.
It is absolutely insane.
And what did the mayor say? Do you know? I was watching a... Evidently.
Yes, this is Coney Island, isn't it?
Yes.
Well,
is there a Bloomberg rule about that?
Well, no,
Bloomberg
no. What it
was,
what
was there.
What
and
he said was that it was okay to do it once a year. So of course he's not going to go out there and make light of this or somehow, you know, announce that it was unacceptable because this thing's been around for nearly 100 years. So
Well, Bloomberg said something in his introductory remarks that got bleeped.
Really?
Yeah, and then everybody laughed after he said it. I was trying to read his lips to figure out what he said.
It's New York. It probably didn't get bleeped on the local television. So
maybe not.
But and again, hey, he's got enough money. He doesn't have to impress anybody.
No, he doesn't, huh? Uh-uh.
Speaking from hot dogs to just dogs, when Patch hopped aboard the train to Dublin, the power of Twitter reunited the dog with his master. Irish Rail sent a lost dog tweet with a photo attachment after the Jack Russell Terrier arrived with Wednesday morning commuters on a train from a neighboring county.
He was jostled around.
Yeah, got to make the donuts.
Yeah, get out of the way. You look like a dog this morning.
Actually, working like a dog. By all accounts, the friendly dog had spent his hour-long journey being petted vigorously by the other travelers. After more than 500 retweets...
Oh, dokey, it's a little dokey.
Yeah, really. Why do we do that? Why, and we all picture leprechauns all
yes,
of a sudden.
Yes, me too.
And you know what? As someone with an Irish surname, I take great umbrage with that because I look nothing like a leprechaun.
I know. Well, you take all the umbrage you want.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Just leave some for the rest of us. 500 retweets in about half an hour, and they found the owner who tweeted who tweeted to the state railway, "That's my dog." So her name's Deirdre Anglin.
Mama, they found my dog.
Yeah, really. I don't know how an Irish Forrest Gump would say that, but yeah. I'm not gonna try that. So
tweeting works. It works magic.
It does. There was a celebrity that got on. Oh, that's who it was. Is George Brett had the same thing happen to him, and he actually opened a Twitter account just to do that, just to put out there, "Hey, I've lost my dog. Can you help me out here?" And they found his dog.
How about that?
And it really was George Brett, Mr. Pine Tar.
Yeah.
That's not fair. The guy was a great baseball player. He's just known for running. He's just known for getting really mad and running out of the dugout.
Yeah, screaming out of the dugout. Yeah. That's my dog. That's why he was really yelling at that umpire.
Right. Yeah. That's my dog! Maybe not. And another feel-good story. And this one's really cool, all right? Because, we knew... balance the equation, perhaps, because we talk all the time. We make fun of celebrities and all that kind of stuff. Melissa Joan Hart, she was it Clarissa Knows It All, and then Sabrina the Teenage Witch. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
She's waiting on her third child to arrive. She and her husband had a baby shower, but they are not keeping their gifts. They got together with friends to celebrate last Friday, but the parents are donating all the presents that were given to them for this baby shower to military families.
How nice.
So I think that is pretty darn cool.
748. Real darn cool.